one. Yeah, everyone's all like, you know, laugh, 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 and then it gets to the end and it's like, no, no,
Mackenzie wanting to watch the next episode.
Okay, so that rarely happens. Watch the next episode, or?
Yeah.
Jeanette wants to watch the next episode. There you go.
It was engaging.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Yeah.
I don't know if it could.
I don't know that I will watch the next.
But I feel robbed not knowing what happens. It's a good choice just choosing the next episode.
Oh, so those two were straight after each
other. We got a bit of story.
That's good.
Yeah.
So there's one more episode left in the end, season one.
That was actually, they're both very different episodes.
Which is why I thought I'd choose those two as they float on a bit. But are both very, very different. Whereas this episode and the next episode, which is the other ones I was trying to choose between, were more similar.
So, Angus, what do you think?
Are you ready
to watch the next episode?
Did
you like even more, or...?
So, the fact that there is, like, a continual narrative thread is appealing, because episodic stuff is okay, but I feel like with anime, specifically the storytelling, is what really brings me in. So my favourite animes are very heavy on that storytelling and character as well. But this was okay. I wasn't sure where it was going to be, because it was from the same era of Dragon Ball Z, and I've seen 70 episodes of Dragon Ball Z and haven't finished the first arc, and it just drags on and on. And I'm like, you know what? That's probably enough. Yeah. That's
when most of the 20 episodes are...
I was thinking that, because I'm thinking, I've not really watched much Dragon Ball Z, and that's all pretty much I see. And I'm like, maybe I just watched the wrong bits. No, they're all like that.
Naruto is very much the same. Naruto has these really long arcs. And if you get an episode where... story moves, it's fantastic. If you get an episode where it's the same fight for 5 episodes...
And it will be the same thing, where in Dragon Ball Z, they're kind of doing their power-up and they're reminiscing about the past. In Naruto, they're just kind of standing there.
They're about to punch each other.
Well, they're punching each other, and then suddenly, in the episode, the enemy gets slightly more powerful and they have to do the same thing in the next episode.
So Naruto's bad for that. Naruto shivers, which is a follow-up series sort of thing when they're older, not as bad. I saw 100 plus episodes of Naruto, 200 plus episodes of Shippuden, I feel like, and I haven't seen any of the third show that's coming out now, which is Boruto, which is Naruto's kid. I don't know anything about that.
Is that the one where they do the weird running or something? There was something they do the Naruto run into Area 51. You'd say I don't know much except for like bad memes and pop culture references.
You know the Naruto run that they talk about where they're all like,
that's what your mates at school would be going on about.
Hang on,
here we go. Demonstration.
Full demonstration.
Beautiful.
Seeing some games like the two of us. I'm like, when you pick the boy, when you run, and when you press Z square on the PS5 or 4, he's like.
I'll be honest. I'm playing a brand new game that's come out. Shots for anyone that's been talking to me lately. Baldur's Gate 3. And one of the characters literally does a Naruto run, and I cannot fault him for it because I want to marry this man. But at the same time, when I noticed it, I have not been able to stop watching it, because he'll just be like, mind his own business, going, yeah, don't touch me. And then he'll be like, oh, everyone's left. Naruto run. And it's like, oh, and you get into like dash or something in the middle of combat, and he's just like, yes, I'll get a better advantage. this person's supposed to be an evil character, like a grey area, ambiguous.
Super suave.
Yeah,
super
he's like,
suave, yet broody.
Hello, darling. How are you, darling? But yeah, she runs like a little Naruto boy, and you're like, the appeal is still there, I think.
The self-hatred is only stronger.
Okay, that's my Baldur's Gate 3 reference. We can move on now.
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of computer game characters, because I don't play a lot myself, but there was a show that I watched recently. It's an English TV show called Dead Pixels from a few years back. It's basically like World of Warcraft people, and they're all talking about all of their campaigns that they go on, and or where they've just been like weeks just grinding. It's all grind, like, so they can get all of their points up and do this big battle and stuff. And there's this really like hot guy at work that the girl's got a crush on, and he'd go, "Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just playing this game in my lunch break and whatever." And he's like, "Oh, that looks good. You know, maybe I'll check it out too." And she's like, "Oh yeah, here's my details so you can come find me." And then he's just that dark guy who goes, "Hey, look guys, look, I'm tumbling back and forth. Now it looks like I'm having sex with this pole. Isn't this cool?" And they're just like, "Can we just kill this guy and move on already?" And then he just starts buying all of this expensive loot. Aww. And they're going, Can we kill him and then just take all of his loot and run away? And then she's got this thing, I've got to see him in the office every day. I really like him. He's really cute. But he's so annoying in the game. Can we just kill him and run away?
Amazing.
Anyway, good one to recommend if you get the chance. Yeah. Definitely recommend. Back to the show. Yeah. Salamine. Yeah.
So, you obviously, Ash, you probably, I mean, you had a reason for showing those two different episodes. Yes. What do you feel was the big difference between them?
So, the first episode was a little bit more similar to what most of the episodes, the sort of arc that they go on.
Yeah.
They have the baddie that comes down from the Negaverse, in the first season at least, and they have a fight, and off they go, and, you know, a little bit at the start is a little bit in the background, whether they're, you know, somewhere in the city or somewhere at the school or one of their houses or something like that, whereas the second one is very much not the standard narrative sort of that an episode goes through. It's definitely the climactic
exposition moment.
Yeah, definitely the climactic ending. But I also liked it because it's where Sailor Moon sort of steps up a little bit as well, and she doesn't have any of her friends there. As far as she knows, Darien is a civilian, and she kind of goes, "Actually, no, I've got this. This is cool." And so that's one of the reasons I remember really liking this episode. Is for the most of the rest of the first season, you see her and she's like, "Oh, somebody save me! Somebody get me out of here!" Mm-hmm. And this episode, she's like, "No, I've got this. Yeah. I can do this."
Yeah.
And even though Tuxedo Mask is, you know, the viewers know that he is Tuxedo Mask, and it's all fine, but. Yeah, so.
Gotta say, the stupidest character name ever.
Yeah.
And this is like characters that are called Sailor Moon, Sailor Venus, Sailor Mars, Tuxedo Mask.
I love
the recognition of him being Tuxedo Mask and her just going, "Oh my god." Yeah.
Well, these are exotic. These are exotic names.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
The funny voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. So you feel like she really had an inkling? Like she just she's like, "Yeah, I called that."
You could definitely take that either way of like, "Oh my god, he's Tuxedo Mask, what?"
Yeah. I do feel that like cringe, she kind of started to arrive while she was saying the sentence. Yeah. It was
While also questioning, who is the person that wrote this? Of course, the person I
can. I
like
call my agent?
Yes. Well, actually, during the first season, he's a bit of an arsehole to her. Like, she's the annoying kid, and he likes her friend Ray, which is Sailor Mars. And so they kind of have more of an antagonistic relationship, but Sailor Moon has a crush on Tuxedo Mask. And so it's not towards the end that she's like, "Oh, well, I'm looking after Darien, but, like, oh, he's Tuxedo Mask. Like, oh, that's a bit weird. Like,
I need a rethink."
Yes. Tuxedo Mask is, like, you know, hot. And Darien's a bit like, "Oh, he's annoying."
Yeah. It's very much a, "This man's incredibly hot, but he just murdered children."
Yeah.
Is this another Baldur's Gate 3?
Absolutely. Which is exactly what happens in Miraculous Ladybug, isn't it? So, what's the name of the girl who's miraculous?
Ladybug?
Ladybug and a Marinette.
Marinette. So Marinette's got a crush on Adrien, who's the secret identity
who's also
Cat
Noir. Her husband. Your husband.
Oh, yeah, my husband. Yeah. I'm married to a man called Adrien. So it's that whole thing where it's like Marinette is miraculous, Adrien is Cat Noir, Marinette has a crush on Adrien but can't stand
Ladybug.
Cat Noir because he's annoying and he's arrogant.
Not miraculous, Ladybug.
Ladybug, whatever.
I think that makes the best romance stories, though.
And he's got the crush on Ladybug. But
Marinette,
he just sees straight through Marinette. He has nothing to do with her because he's just like, "Oh yeah, whatever, this girl at school." It's like a love rectangle, but there's only two people in it.
Like,
and yet another thing that has been stolen off of Sailor Moon, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? that's fair.
Solomon came first.
Do you think that's an excuse to say that? Ladybug is bad.
A lot of the good parts of Miraculous have been taken from Sailor Moon.
No, it has not. I know.
So what are the good things from Miraculous that haven't been stolen off of Sailor Moon? What? Name some.
Yeah.
Nancy would make such a great Trump supporter.
You have to actually back out the fact of Churchill and say yes. You realise otherwise I will use this against you at home.
Yeah.
It's
you have
on.
To eat your vegetables. No, I don't. Yes, yep. You do. Why?
Yes. Full disclosure, I've never been that parent that said because I said so. I always back it up with reasons, and that's what's making this all the more irritating. I wouldn't raise you to be like this. She knows I'm right. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I feel like I would go back and watch Sailor Moon because I think it's
it has begun.
It's the beginning of the end here.
We've just in the this is the one and only time I'm going to tell you to take the reins and
Justin, what did you think?
Not really. But
you're not into it, Justin. Why not?
I don't know.
Do you enjoy anime?
Oh, I enjoy anime, definitely.
But just not this.
Justin's seen, what is it, Death Note? The live action.
The live action.
Avatar? The live action.
Live action Avatar! Oh, come on.
What, the Bruce Willis or the M. Night Shyamalan?
Not the M. Night.
That's the...
What is it? I've watched a few of the live actions.
Yeah, Attack on Titan live action.
I watched.
Apparently, there's a new live action that's actually really good.
One Piece.
Apparently, that's really, really good.
You know about this, do you?
Yeah.
Also, Kingdom, which is a Chinese historical.
This has been raving about it.
I've been reading it for several years. Awesome. 700 and something chapters, but they did an anime and then they've recently done live action movies, and the live action movies are really, really good.
Yeah, nice.
And they're on Netflix.
And cried when they were over because there was no more.
No, the third one's out. It just isn't on Netflix.
We got really frustrated and cried about this. That's not a lie.
Valid. That's fair.
You got really mad.
The last three TV shows I've sat down and gone, I'm going to watch something new. I'm going to try something new. I've been watching a couple of Netflix TV shows, and every single one of them are like 8 episodes. And it started with, I was watching an episode of this one TV show, and I'm like, cool, I've got like 3 more after this. I didn't. It was the last episode. It ended on a massive cliffhanger. And I'm like, oh, this is... Where's the next... No! Where's the next episode? No! And then I followed that up with 2 shows that were exactly the same.
Just trying to relive the magic and capture something again and getting just as disappointed.
Never will be repeated. Yeah,
no. How did you enjoy Sailor Moon?
Yeah. Cassandra, are you about to go home and sneakily watch this? And not tell anybody. Or are you going to go home and proudly watch this and come back and tell
us? Are you going to go home and go, oh my god, what did they make me watch?
I think it's outside of my wheelhouse a bit. I think it's just cheesy enough. I'm not sure it's going to be my thing, is the thing.
It but, is very cheesy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very cheesy.
Mm. Yeah.
Very cheesy.
And but then again, also, I have a list of shows which I'm not going to watch, even though I should. So this is on the back burner behind everything else already.
You've got Lower Decks to watch.
Yeah, I do.
Season 4.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of the Lower Decks?
Yeah, I've watched them.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. It's just like I'm behind and everything, so hopefully I can catch up. It's like, this is a show. I'm not driving to...
Procrastination show. You said you've got a list, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what you do is you procrastinate on that list by watching this show.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a hate watch for you.
It's not a hate watch for me. It's just a...
I just don't want to watch anything else. I mean, I've got to watch this show, but at the same time, Sailor Moon.
It sounds like my to-read pile is... I have this giant to-read pile, and then I'm like, oh, oh, look, pretty new book.
Yeah.
That's my current game collection. I'm like, oh, some games are getting updates, some games I haven't played before. Oh, look, I'm going to remake a character and play the same video game.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
I think we're up to the big question.
Yeah, the big question.
Oh, crowding. Kenzie's a bit prepared for this, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
so what
food? He's got a suggestion.
Rate that food.
What's the food?
For the record, any new listeners and Ashley, we rate episodes on food because Angus's rating system is awful.
It was fine. There was nothing wrong with it.
It was awful.
It would be like points half, out of 12 and 3 quarters.
I'd rate this an easy 7.5 out of 8.7.
Half moon pies.
Half moon pies.
What are half moon pies?
Explain.
It's like a half moon.
Okay.
And it's a pie.
Okay. I wouldn't have
gotten that. Oh, so just wait a second. So therefore, half moon pies. Very clever.
Yes. Well, can you explain how you came up with the food?
What do they taste like?
Pie.
Like a Balfour's pie, like curry pie.
So they're basically just a pasty?
Pasty.
Yeah.
Just a pasty?
Like a meat pie.
What I'm thinking is the circumference of a circle is 2 pi, so half a circle is pi, so it's a half.
No, just say pi.
It's a half moon pie.
That's our contribution to this podcast episode, and I'm going to leave now.
I always appreciate maths. Baylor judged me heavily for doing maths literally yesterday.
You used multiplication for addition, and it was disgusting. It was so disgusting.
I was adding 7 and 9 together, but my brain was just collapsing in on itself and I couldn't do it. But there was a 14 that I also needed to add, so I'm like, oh, it's easier for me to do 14 plus 7 because I know that's 3 times 7, so 21 plus 9 for 30. And I was able to do it that way.
Lisa's face just said, no. Oh, yeah. It was just, no.
Why do you think it's the easy way when I could do them the hard way? It's fine.
It was 3 times 7. It was easy.
I think 7
so let's have a look at these half moon pies. Let's see what a half moon pie is.
Strawberry
mushroom. There was a website for it.
It's a half moon pie.
I found the website and then she just pulled away.
I was going to say the same thing, actually.
I would suggest Pocky, but she was like, no, I'm onto this.
Strawberry Pocky is what I was actually going to say because it's got that like yogurt sort covering sort of thing. It's very sweet though, it's very sugary and stuff.
And it's what, it's like a little bit like
it's rainbow ice cream, sure.
Yeah.
And we explained beforehand that we had a full Japanese feast when we got here today to get us revved up for this episode.
Yes, Baylor made us all some delicious sushi handmade.
Three trays of sushi. Yeah.
Yes.
And when I came along, I said, I don't like avocado, and they just collapsed like a fan.
I died on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Fine. You've been saying for ages you want to try sushi. Now you've tried sushi and it's not for you.
You have to like it. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sad about that.
Oh, dear. On that note.
It's like she's been doing this for months.
Yeah.
She listens.
She's just not talking at all.
Yeah.
And we're going
to
end
to be fair, that's a visual.
I was about to say, I can't see the visuals.
So. Usually, when you see someone getting angry at Justin, it's because he's told them to wrap it up. No, I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah. And Mackenzie, what was up? You had your hand in the air, like you just did not care.
She's doing the wrap it up thing.
Oh,
it's
another,
it up.
Another thing, I've got another food, wasabi and seaweed crackers. Because they are so spicy to each other. It's like, you don't really care about them.
If you say that's what they do on the show.
They are like that about 10 times each episode.
Oh, they were pretty mean.
They are spicy to each other.
Okay.
Wasabi is kind of spicy to me.
Wasabi is spicy, absolutely.
It's delicious.
Okay.
But yeah, I do have to say thank you so much, Josh, because this was a winner.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome to have this.
Thank you.
I know. I wish I could improve.
Should we say goodbye in 3, 2, 1.
Goodbye!
Bye.
That was Talk to You Club, brought to you by...